This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With inflation still a thing in this economy, less of a thing, yes, but still a thing, people are and have been looking for ways to cut expenses. Taking a pass on the daily Starbucks, maybe, eating out a little bit less, cancel one of your streaming subscriptions. All of them definitely possible. Lots of people are doing that. Have you thought, though, about couponing full-time to an extreme degree, perhaps? Kayla Burke has, to the tune of 2 million followers on TikTok, documenting the best deals she has found recently. Kayla, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
I cannot possibly be the only person, number one, listening to this, or number two, that you have ever interacted with in your life who said, really? You're a couponer? I thought that was like an older person thing.
Oh, yeah. It's gotten a little bit more popular now, but whenever I first started, especially because I started in 2013, it definitely was not something that an 18, 19-year-old would do.
Wow.
At the time.
What? Okay, so wait. So how did 18, 19-year-old Kayla Burke get into couponing?
I started because I was watching that extreme couponing show.
Yep, I know it.
And I was like, I wonder if I can do this. And I printed out a coupon. I went to Walmart and I got a loofah. They paid me like 5 to 10 cents to take it out of the store. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is real. And that just started all of it.
Let me ask you this. So I've watched some of your TikTok stuff where you have, by the way, like 2 million followers. This is not a simple process that this couponing thing is. I mean, it takes you time, coordination, energy. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why it's my job, is because other people don't have the time to go out and make all the scenarios, do all the math and whatnot. So
right.
I kind of do the time consuming part of it, looking everything up. And then from there, I just tell people, hey, this is exactly what you need to do. I already did all the hard stuff. You just go do the easy part of it.
Do you think companies make it hard on purpose? Actually, I wonder this all the time about couponing, right? Because they're basically giving money away and they're making you jump through some hoops.
I think the main reason why it's gotten harder is because back whenever I first started, people would go in and see how many of something they could get for free. And I mean, I remember one time going to the store and coming home with like 30 bottles of laundry detergent. Because it was all free.
Right.
And I think that the companies were probably getting tired of other couponers clearing the shelves and other people not being able to spend actual money on it. So they want to limit us. I think that's what it is.
Which makes sense. But wait, back up to the 30 bottles of laundry detergent and stuff. So so that's one example. And I'm sure you buy a lot of stuff in bulk because probably coupons apply that way. Do you have to like build a wing onto the house to hold all this stuff?
Oh my God. So my house is pretty full of stuff, but a lot of stuff I do donate or like give to my friends and family so they don't have to pay full price either. So over time, it kind of evens out. I get stuff and then it leaves and I get more and et cetera.
That's fair. You said that this is your job. You do this as a full-time job.
Yes.
So there is money coming into you other than just the couponing benefits, right? I mean, how do you get compensated for this?
The part that I get paid for is the online couponing.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone uses my link, I get a small commission out of that. And since I have so many followers, the commission adds up enough to pay my bills and whatnot.
Do you ever, well, I guess you probably don't ever walk into some kind of retail store without thinking about bargains and couponing and looking at price tags, do you?
Not really. No. I'm always trying to go to the clearance section. A lot of stores, whenever they get a new shipment in, they have to get rid of something else.
Yeah.
And when they do that, it goes so cheap. So it's really hard for me to spend full price on things, knowing that pretty much everything will clearance out eventually.
Do you think, on balance, in the what is it now, going on 10 years you've been doing this, you've saved more than you've spent? You've gotten more than your money's worth, you think?
Oh, most definitely. Especially once I started doing online stuff.
Yeah.
Because every day you can get stuff like 80% off up to free online. You don't even have to get out of the house. You just buy it and they ship it to you for free.
Which is not a bad way to shop. Kayla Burke, she is a full-time extreme couponer. Kayla, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.